Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Rigid Roosters podcast. My name is Cody. Yeah, that seems right. Hey, guys, my name is Cody, and I am here today all by myself. Heather said that I look funny and that she can't stand to be in the same room as me, so yeah, she's not here. It's unfortunate. We had a good run at podcasting, but, you know, all good things must come to an end. Or she's at our nephew's football game, and she'll be back next week. I don't know. One of those is true. You get to decide which is the truth. So anyways, we have had a really fun time being back with you guys, and we wanted to keep the train rolling. And we got to talking today and realized, oh shit, we did not pre-record an episode for today. So yeah, here I are. I just got off of working a really, really stressful 12-hour shift, and I am going to sit. We're going to go through a few things. We are going to discuss a few things. We're going to cry. We're going to laugh. It'll be the best of times. It'll be the worst of times. I want to make sure that you get content every single week, and Heather wants to make sure of that as well. Sometimes whenever we do forget to record ahead, you'll have Heather. And you'll have Heather and Haley. You'll have me and Haley. You'll have me by myself. You'll get songs. You'll get dance routines. Yeah, all that good stuff. So, anyways, let's move on. We like to start our episodes with a check-in. And, you know, Heather's not here, so I'll go ahead and do mine. Things have been weird. So, I don't know if I mentioned it on the last episode. I can't remember. But I do know that I have been in a depressive swing, and I didn't even know it. I thought that I was good. I thought that everyone else was acting weird, specifically Heather. You know, I thought that she was acting really strange, really standoffish, and I didn't understand why I had all this anxiety about the way that she was acting, and come to find out, it was because I was in a pretty deep depressive swing. And whenever I finally started coming out of it, I was like, oh shit, I've been kind of a dick. I've been kind of hard to be around for the past, I don't know, probably 2 weeks. That was a few days ago, and since then I'm feeling much better. Stress level is really high. It's like burnout. It's dealing with all of the things that come with the job that I have. And it sucks sometimes. It really does. And you know, we need to try to manage stress as much as we can, but at the same time, you're going to deal with it, right? I mean, everybody has stress in their lives, whether it's bills or, you know, their job, kids, spouse, school, not school, all of the things. So we all have stressors in our life, and that's just mine. You know, I have a job that is very stressful, and it's one of those things that I just kind of have to grin and bear. But as far as mental health goes, I've been very good for, you know, like I said, about the past week. Things have been very good, very bright. So let's see what has been going on. Really just a lot of work. We try to record all of our episodes while I am on days off. And for those of you that don't know, I work for 2 weeks straight, and then I get a week off, and it's really, really nice. But with that, you have to cram everything that you would get done in those 2 weeks into the 1 week that you're off. And that can get pretty fucking hectic, but we make it work. We've been making it work for, I don't know, 14 years now? Yeah. Math. But it's been working for us, and there are lots of families out there that make it work. So hopefully we can keep doing that with the oil field, because that is all that I know. That is the other source of a little bit of anxiety, is the state of oil and gas in today's world. That is scary. I know that there were rumors that OPEC was going to do all sorts of things to recreate the bust that we had in 2020 and drive America out of oil and gas. And it's wild. So I try not to listen to the news as much as I can, go to work, keep my head down, and just enjoy the job while it lasts, because it's one of those things that's not going to last. And it's one of those things that I'm eventually going to have to learn how to do something else, how to, I don't know, sell things, how to build things. I don't know if I'd want to build things. I think I'd be a good salesman. I'd be good. But anyways, so let's get to a few topics today. I wanted to go back over a few of the episodes that we've had, starting with the most recent one. Heather has shared that she deals a lot with just some total creepos online. And, you know, guys, we don't really deal with that as much. I mean, there are some annoyances that happen with online dating, of course. But we don't deal with the just blatant, outright sexual assault. So one was shared with me the other day where the first line was, "Hey, how are you?" And the woman answered back, "You know, I'm great. How are you?" He said, "Great. Just imagining you bent over with my tongue in your ass." Excuse me, what the fuck? Like, why would that be your first fucking opening line when you're trying to get to know somebody? Like, "Hey, my name's Cody and I want to eat your ass." Like, that's fucking weird. You wouldn't do that in real life, so don't do it in these messages. Like, it's so easy to just be this alter ego online. It's so easy for me to come and present a character to you guys. I could do that if I wanted to, right? I don't want to. I want to be honest, and I want to put me out there for the world to see, because I love who I am. I love what I am, and I don't want to change that. So these people that have these personas, you know, your keyboard warriors, your social justice warriors, your extremely offended by everything people. I mean, it's all sides of the things, and then these creeps. And I don't understand why that is the alter ego you would pick, but it's really strange. One thing that I would advocate for these guys, if you're listening to this and you do send those kinds of messages just off the rip, "Hey, I don't know you, but you know, I want to lick your ass." If you send something like that off the rip, I want you to take a step back and really just examine yourself. Examine your brain, where your thoughts are at, and try to see, do I need help or not? And the answer is probably yes. That's a crazy fucking thing to do when you're first meeting somebody. I know for me, you know, I was pretty quiet during that episode. For me, it's more just annoyances. You know, I'm a very, very fucking busy person. Right now, I just got in. It is 7:30 at night. I just got in. I'm going to record this. I'm going to shower, shave, and go to bed. And then I have to wake up at 2:00 in the morning to go to the gym and then go back to work for another 12 to 13 hours and do it all over again for the next like 5 days until I go on days off. So I'm extremely busy. Finding time to fit in conversations is fucking difficult. Most people understand that. Like, anybody that's listening to this, you probably know, like, you've known me for a while, that when I'm at work, it's hard to get me. It really is. And I work on that. I really do. And I want to be better, but it's so fucking difficult. So I need people to understand that. And then when I meet these people and they don't get responses in like 30 seconds, and then they're like, "Oh, sorry, I annoyed you," or "Sorry, I must have done something wrong." Like, give me a little bit of time. Like, you got to realize that people have lives and people have other things that they're doing besides just talking to you, you know? So that's really the only thing on my side that's been annoying. So understand that people have obligations, people have lives outside of just talking to you, and don't sexually assault people. So we also talked about healthy fighting, and that one was a really good episode. I enjoyed that one a lot because there is such a thing as healthy fighting. It's good to do every now and then. It's good to really hash out your differences and communicate those. And it doesn't even have to be a fight. It can just be a conversation like, hey, I've been feeling this way lately. Let's talk about what we can change, things like that. So, yeah, listen to that episode if you haven't already. I do want to go back, though, to season one, if you will. This was published on Valentine's Day of this year, and it's Call Your Politicians. I labeled that episode that as a joke because we were talking about porn, and it had been banned in Oklahoma. It's banned in a lot of red states around the country, and that was what I was saying. We are in a time now, though, where you have to call your politicians. You know, I had somebody the other day that was telling me that I don't do anything other than just present this person that pretends to care about politics online, and that's not true. I email my senators and my congresspeople pretty much daily. I'm in constant communication, not really communication, constant communication from my end with all of these people. You know, James Langford and Mark Wayne Mullen refuse to answer the phone calls or emails of their constituents. So that's pretty cool. But hang on, I got to take a drink. But the only way that we can make change in this country is to let these people know that what they're doing is unacceptable. I want you to look at Mark Wayne Mullen's value, his net worth over his term, and you will be very surprised. He was a plumber, and then he was a senator, and the numbers don't add up. They don't make any fucking sense. So, and he may not have been a plumber. That's just one thing that I've heard. So I don't want to spread misinformation. I got to do some more research on that. But I think that Mullen's Plumbing is owned by him. So that's what I've heard anyway. So anyways, long story short, senators shouldn't be worth that fucking much money. And it points back to there's some shady shit going on. And we have to communicate that we know what they're doing, right? We have to communicate that, hey, we see you, and this is not what we voted for. This is not right. And we communicate that by calling. We communicate that by emailing. We communicate that through social media. We communicate that by posting videos on TikTok. It's all part of a larger effort to send a message to these people. So don't let anybody tell you that you're not doing enough. As long as you're trying something, right? Making posts on social media, making, you know, having conversations in public with people. It's all part of getting everyone to understand each other. And I think that's very important right now. With that, I want to go into something that I had talked about a couple of times. I briefly mentioned doing a political podcast, and it's one of those things that I will come at you with a lot more research than what I just did, right? Like, I don't know for certain that Mark Wayne Mullen was a plumber. He just seems like he would, you know, deal with shit a lot. So anyways, I will come at you with a lot more information than I did just now. So it's something that I've been seriously mulling over, and I think that it's something that I'm going to do. There are too many things happening right now, and they're blatant fucking lies being bought outright by the general public, and I think that calling attention to that is important. I think it's something that I have to do. I see them, so I own them, right? So if you see it, you own it, and I own that shit. So I have to call it out and let people know that, hey, this is going on. This is the lie that you're being told. Look on this side of the curtain and see that maybe there's a different story. So political podcast, more than likely incoming soon. I have the first two episodes built already, and it's going to be interesting. I don't believe that it will be something that will threaten the safety of my family. If it ever does, then, you know, that will be the first thing to go. This podcast that you're listening to right now, we're going to keep this rolling for as long as we possibly can. And, we just have too much fun doing it, you know. It's really good for not only our marriage as far as like communication with one another, because there are some conversations that we have here on this podcast where that's the first time we're having that conversation, and you guys are a part of that. So it's very important for that, and it's also really important for our mental health. You know, there are a lot of things in this episode, or in not in this episode, but in these episodes that I have been carrying around for a long time, that Heather's been carrying around for a long time. And it's really good just to be able to unload some of that stuff. You have to every now and then, right? We can't just shoulder all of that shit all of the time. So this is our way to kind of unload, right? To get you lovely people to help us carry the burden. And I know you didn't ask for that, but you're doing it, and it's fucking awesome. So speaking of which, next week we are going to have a very, very big, very, very important episode. You know, I mentioned mental health just now. That is what next week will be about. And I know in the past, whenever we have discussed this, my mental health being the state that it has been and the state that it still is, though not to the severity that it was, the episode will probably get pretty dark at some point. I just want to give you fair warning straight out the gate. I don't want anyone to expect that episode to be just sunshine and rainbows. We're going to go over a lot of things about how to manage those times, those dark spaces that you get into. We're also going to talk about our triggers. And with that, I want to give a trigger warning for next week. You get what I'm saying, right? So just be aware that next week could get pretty dark. It's something that has to be talked about, though. There are too many people that do hurt themselves and can't come back from it. And talking about it spreads awareness. I know we're all aware of it, but it is it's still something that's very overlooked in our society. And I think that it's being more overlooked now with the current administration that we have. So, yeah, trigger warning for next week. Just be aware that it's going to probably get kind of rough. So, with that, what are triggers, right? This is something that we can talk about here. We'll probably mention it again next week, but let's go ahead and dive into it. What are triggers? A trigger is anything that you see, hear, or do, or something that happens to you that alters your mental state. It is something that will instantly send you from happy to depressed, right? I know what my triggers are. But it's difficult for me to watch like movies or TV shows or things like that with suicide in them. It triggers something in my brain that is terrifying. It triggers something in my brain that I have to run from. I'll give you an example. We were watching The Woman in the Yard, and spoiler alert, if you haven't seen that movie, fast forward a few minutes, because I'm about to spoil it for you. The monster in the movie is depression, and at the end of the movie, the monster wins, and they leave it up for interpretation, but of course, you know, I've dealt with that before. I have fought that monster, and there's a part in the movie where she is putting a rifle in her mouth. And when that happened, or when I saw that on the screen, it affected me really, really badly. And all I could do was, like, I could sit in bed and cry and say, I don't like it. And it was at that point I realized, okay, I have to be very careful about what I allow into my brain space. I have to be very careful about what I view, what I take in, because that is a trigger for me. And a lot of people will put like a political leaning thing on it. It's nothing like that. You have to be aware of things that are going to set you off, right? Things that make you angry are triggers. Things that make you happy are your happy triggers, right? So we have to be aware of them. But managing them is all on us, right? You can't expect anyone to cater to your triggers. Now, of course, with Heather, I would expect her to understand my triggers and maybe help me, like, to avoid them or run towards them, things like that. But as far as managing them goes, and ultimately the decision to view this content or not view this content or be in this place or not be in this place, that's my decision, right? So it's very important that we manage our triggers, because managing your triggers is managing your mental health. So, like we said, triggers are anything that can instantly change your mood. They can change your mental state. It can be anything. It can be a song. It can be a situation. It can be a time of day. It can be a place. There are so many things that can affect your mental health, and a lot of people don't even realize it, right? A lot of people think, well, it's just a chemical imbalance. Well, yes, but also, all of this other stuff can affect that chemical imbalance and change the way that you view the world. And like, for instance, me with a movie that's supposed to be entertaining, that's supposed to be, you know, the message at the end of it, you can interpret it as she won, you know, she beat the monster. I didn't see it that way, right? Because of the chemical imbalance that I have, I didn't see that. And, you know, it's interesting. Heather did. She saw it. Well, no, she beat the monster. And I was just sitting there shaking my head. No, she didn't. And, I don't know, the difference in viewpoint there was interesting, but, managing those triggers is on me, just like it's on all of you. Don't expect the world to cater to you, because it won't, you know. Now more than ever, the world is a very callous place. And that sucks to say, and I hate saying it, but it's true. You know, empathy is looked at as a bad thing. Empathy is looked at as weakness, as a mental disorder even. And I don't understand. I don't understand when caring about your fellow human being became this negative thing. And I don't like it. I really don't. I don't think that's a way that we should be. I think that caring about your fellow man and the experience of your fellow man is very important. That's why I'm raising my kids to have empathy. I'm striving every day to have empathy. You know, I want to treat people like I want to be treated, because I expect to be treated well, right? I want to treat people the same. So, yeah, manage your triggers, people. Let me look at my list. This is going to be a short episode. I know I said that I hate putting out short episodes, and I do. I really do. I hate putting together just last minute thrown together stuff, but I had to get this episode out to you guys, right? I had to get you some content for the week. We have to keep the train rolling, right? We can't miss. And for me, that means buckling down and really pushing to get something out today. And I also wanted to throw out that warning about next week. That can be something that you stumble into not knowing that it's coming, and it would fucking suck, right? Listening to something like that can affect you. It can be a trigger, and I don't want to trigger anybody. So I wanted to get that warning out. I also wanted to update you the possible political podcast coming soon. I don't know exact dates yet, but the title is going to be The Blue Collar Blue Dot. It will be, like I said, coming soon to all of the same platforms. We will officially be a publishing company then, Rooster House Productions. So that's going to be pretty cool. I'll have to invent a little tagline to put on all of our podcasts that show that. Yeah, it's big things coming, I think, I hope. But yeah, so that podcast will be just a way for me to kind of express my political views, maybe show that other blue dots in extremely red states that you're not alone, right? No one is alone in this world. There's always somebody that is going to relate to your experience. So, that's why I want to share that. Let's see. I do want to thank everybody for listening, for downloading, for listening to our ads or skipping through them, whatever you do. Either way, the downloads count. You know what I mean? If you listen to the ads, it's a little bit better, but downloads count. So I really appreciate it. I know Heather really appreciates it. It is a way to for us to kind of earn some passive income off of this. It's not enough where I can quit my job or anything like that. So don't think that. I think that last week when I checked it, we had like 48 cents in ads. So, I mean, yeah, we're rolling in it, but it is something really cool to be able to see a dollar sign coming back from this. And I want you guys to know we really do appreciate it. We are going to look into creating ad-free episodes with possibly a subscription service. There's a couple other podcasts I follow that do that, and I really, really enjoy that. I think it's definitely worth the money. So we're going to be looking at that probably through Patreon, something like that. We'll have to kind of test out that platform, see how they operate, and go from there. But that'll be coming soon. The other podcast will be coming soon. Heather will be back next week. I think we'll also have Haley on next week, so that'll be fun. What else? Yeah, just thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to this episode. Thank you for hearing me ramble and not turning me off if you've made it this far. I would love to see messages and suggestions or stories of your mental health. Talking about mental health is important, so share with me. Send me a Facebook message. Send me an Instagram message. Reach out on any of these platforms and share your message, right? Share what you're feeling. Share your triggers. Share different experiences that you have had. I will get with you. We will come up with a release form, whatever we've got to do. We'll keep you anonymous if you want to be anonymous. I want to have a way where we can all experience this together, where your input matters just as much as ours. Because if you just listen to me and Heather talk about our stories week after week after week, it's going to get old, right? I want to share your stories too. So let's do it. Send me some messages, send me some emails, send Heather some messages, send Heather some emails. We'd love to have at least a few stories to read next week. And I think that will help liven up the episode a little bit too. So links are in the episode description. Click on any of those to get a hold of us and view our other content. Don't forget to rate and review us. That really, really helps almost as much as listening to the ads. So rating and reviewing, every platform that you listen to podcasts on has an algorithm. Everything's done on algorithms these days. Ratings and reviews actually push those podcasts to the top. So podcasts that when you open the app and you see all those podcasts there, they're highly reviewed or highly rated. If you can rate us and review us, we can climb to where more people can listen, more people can rate and review, and then big things happen to this podcast. So please, please, please go do that. You don't have to even give a big flowery message. You can tell me your favorite kind of sandwich in the review and it will work just fine. So please go do that. And that's about all that I have for today. Sorry again for the shorter one. I do think that, you know, I was able to talk about a couple of things that I wanted to talk about, and next week will be a lot longer. So you're in for a real treat-ish next week. So until then, love yourself because I love you. Okay, thanks. Bye.